Welcome to the home of 100 to 1 Faith Radio. My name is Larry Gent. It's Sunday, May 10th, and this is our ninth coronavirus broadcast. Our church buildings are still closed due to coronavirus concerns, but together we are raising our voices. It's Mother's Day, and our message today comes from the Book of Ruth, Entreat Me Not to Leave You. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and Elimelech of Bethlehem and his wife Naomi went to stay in the country of Moab. And Elimelech died, and Naomi was left. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law Ruth, "Behold, your sister-in-law is gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following thee. For where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part me and thee." The Book of Ruth is a beautiful love story, but it comes from a dark place. It comes from a world of famine and grief. It comes from a world so grim that Naomi said she should change her own name. Naomi means pleasant, beautiful. But she said, "That's not the life God has given me. My name has become a joke. You can call me Mara," that is bitter, "because my life is nothing but bitter disappointment and heartache." Israel was suffering a terrible famine, so Naomi and her family had no choice but to go to Moab, that is, modern-day Jordan, just to stay alive. But even there, they could not escape the icy hand of death. Naomi's husband and both of her sons died in that land. Alone and destitute, she decided to go back home. Both of her daughters-in-law were now widows as well, and Naomi knew there was no longer any bond between them. But Ruth had come to know the living God through Naomi, and for her, there was no turning back. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following thee. For where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Well, that really wasn't such good news for Naomi. She had no way to support herself, much less Ruth. Naomi was a stranger in a strange land in Moab, an immigrant with no means of support. And if Ruth went home with her, then they'd simply trade places. Ruth would become a refugee, and Naomi would be twice as penniless. But there was a law in Israel, a law given by Moses by the hand of God, and part of that law said that landowners could not shut out those who had nothing, not even foreigners. You can read it in Leviticus 19. Okay, I confess, Leviticus is not my favorite book of the Bible. It appears to have been written entirely by lawyers. Truth is, sometimes I think the book of Leviticus is there just to make you tired of reading. But the law is there in black and white. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner, for I am the Lord your God. That's a law of mercy and compassion, and it's a law Israel took very seriously. Ruth and Naomi arrived just in time for the barley harvest. Now, barley isn't a nice, soft grain. It's something only the poor people would eat. But even if it didn't make nice, soft bread, you could grind it to make something to eat. And when you're hungry, barley bread is pretty good. As it happened, the field Ruth chose belonged to someone who could redeem her. In the Old Testament, that word redemption is what the New Testament calls salvation. Boaz paid the debt to redeem Ruth. That made her free to marry and free to love. Boaz took Ruth to be his wife. And in the fullness of time, Ruth the foreigner became the grandmother of King David, the man after God's own heart. Naomi was never again called Mara. Through Ruth, her life became truly blessed. And because of this love story, one day a grandchild named Jesus was born. So you see, salvation came into the world through a story of mercy, compassion, and redemption. Like Naomi today, our world is a dark place, and there is death in our land with nowhere to run. All around us, creation is beautiful, but we find ourselves in bitter isolation. Listening to the headlines, it's tempting to start calling ourselves Mara. For many of us, this Mother's Day finds us in bitter isolation from our loved ones. We may not even be able to see our moms on this special day. Some of us have already been separated from our loved ones by death, and the isolation makes that loneliness seem even more bitter. But God's law is still in effect. Wherever, whenever we show mercy and compassion, redemption is bound to follow. And the book of Ruth shows us that love always makes a way. The book of Ruth shows us that God has lots of ways to make a family. And in this family of God, we have lots of ways to show love and compassion, mercy and redemption. Keep on caring for the poor and the foreigners in your midst. Keep on sharing. That's the key to abundant life. There are lots of hungry souls out there. Who knows which will be the next one to say, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you, for your people are now my people and your God my God." Keep on telling those stories of redemption, because just as sure as God is on the throne, this time of bitterness is going to become a time of redemption. And then all generations will call your life beautiful.